It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. A Colorado case about religious rights and state-funded preschools is heading to the Supreme Court. Lower courts have sided with the state that schools can't refuse to enroll children of LGBTQ families. CPR's Ava Kian has more.
In 2023, a group of Colorado Catholic preschools and parents sued the state. It came after Colorado refused to allow those schools to participate and get funds from the Universal Preschool Program if they don't follow the state's non-discrimination laws. That requires schools provide equal opportunity to enroll regardless of race, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, income level, or disability. The school says this violates their First Amendment rights. A U.S. Court of Appeals sided with the state. The case is expected to be argued at the Supreme Court this fall. Ava Kian, CPR News.
A woman has been arrested for allegedly starting a wildfire outside of the small western slope city of Montrose. The Montrose County Sheriff's Office says they arrested the 29-year-old for arson in connection with a March wildfire in a remote area of the county. Investigators found the fire was set intentionally. Crews quickly got the fire under control. If convicted, the accused arsonist could receive up to 6 years in prison and up to $500,000 in fines. A warm, dry stretch of weather continues in Metro Denver and elsewhere through Wednesday, but a spring system is expected to move through by Thursday and into the weekend. Maggie Idecker is with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
Cooler temperatures up in the 50s to 60s expected, along with a low chance of some rain showers.
Forecasters say the system will look more like a typical April pattern. The rainfall amounts remain uncertain. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. 6 minutes past 6 o'clock.